So with that, we are out of time. So Francie, tell people where they can check you out.
On the Twitter at Francie57, sometimes on Facebook, Instagram. I have an idea. I might start writing on my blog. I might even have a name for it.
Oh,
thanks to Big Fatty.
Oh, awesome. Yeah,
Fatty threw out a suggestion and I'm going to flesh it out. And I hang out and chat Indie Media Weekly for the Turn Up the Night show. And, you know, I'm skulking around in Central Delaware.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Francie. And once again, thank you, Big Fatty, for the Ed McMahon of the Tim Cormall show moniker for you.
Yes.
That's where that came from. All right. Yes. And Big Fatty from BigFattyOnline.com.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty threw out a suggestion and I'm going to flesh it out.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2641 of the BFO for Monday the 12th of March 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. That's it? Just the weekend? Hello, Fernie's Big Fatty. What the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, it's been kind of a quiet springtime weekend here in Fat Acres. But y'all, for some reason, I seem to have plenty to tell you about. Big Fatty, why are they Fernies? Well, I'll tell you that when I tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Today, the Big Fatty, the 12th of March. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person, I assume is a listener. Yes, Big Fatty. And follows Big Fatty on the 20. Y'all, what is that? Y'all, that's a sausage biscuit. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, on the 20, he has an Aeroplano in his little picture, and y'all, it is at Jay at Orlando on the 20. And Big Fatty, I wonder what his name is. I think it's probably Jay. I wonder where he's from. I have no idea where he's from. And I don't know if Jay is on the face space or Big Fatty or the Grin Doctor. He may be looking for a dental hygienist. I don't know. But y'all, if you see Jay at Orlando on the 20 or other applicable links, Big Fatty, that's copyrighted by Gavin. Well, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. But not that aerial plain old cake. It's not as good as a regular cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday night in preparation for the Friday show. And there was an appreciation day for Coal Miner Appreciation Day. And around 11:30 a.m. in the morning, y'all, we went to the picture show. I mentioned that to you. And y'all, went and they had our little tickets already ready for us, and they said, well, order whatever you want off the menu, because, you know, this is a place that they serve the food and all, too. And y'all, we'd all been looking at the menu all week long, you know, and deciding what we were going to have. Larry Klein and I were we went to the Black Panther, and y'all, it was good. I enjoyed it. I don't know anything about the superheroes or anything like that, but I thought it was action packed, as they say. And Larry Klein and I decided we were going to split an appetizer, and it was kind of a poo-poo platter. Big Freddy, you ate poo-poo? No, it's not a poo-poo platter. It was a sampler. It was a sampler. It had the fried pickles, and it had mozzarella sticks, and it had garlic knots with a marinara sauce to dip them in, and then it had these big, you know, the big pretzels that you dip in the cheese sauce, but this was just sticks. It wasn't the whole big old pretzel, and the cheese sauce and marinara, and I think there was some other kind of sauce. I don't know what it was. So we shared that, and y'all, then Big Fatty had the chicken fingers and with the French fried potatoes, and Larry Klein had some sort of, I don't know what he had. It was some sort of chicken sandwich with the French fried potatoes. And we had unsweetened iced tea. And then Big Fatty had a box of the Raisinets. And Larry Klein ended up later in the movie ordering churros. But y'all, it was, by the time I got home for right day afternoon, all those cabs, all the cabs were kicking in, and I needed a little nip a nap. But before I got home, first of all, after we were done at the picture show, I ran by Sadie's Sewing Services and dropped off my britches. Beef, any of your britches? That I got, the new suit. I had to have the britches taken up. I went by the automated car wash, because y'all, Ruby Red was a Ruby Goldenrod because of all the pollen in the area, and y'all, I ran it through the super wash, and y'all, Ruby Red looks much better, much better. And y'all, but I came home, and y'all, I took a little nip-a-nap, a carb coma, and y'all, then didn't really want any supper that evening. I just watched some stuff on the TV machine. Y'all, I think I went to bed early. Big Freddy, no surprise there. Seems like I talked to, was that Friday or Saturday? Anyway, either Friday or Saturday, I talked to Dr. Stone out there in the San Diego on the FaceTime. And y'all, he seems to be doing well during fun employment. And he had done his taxes. Y'all, speaking of that, my taxes, I went on the Internal Revenue Service to check on my refund, and the refund had been received, or the taxes had been received, and the refund has been approved. So I'm just waiting for it to shoot into my pocketbook. Yes, Big Freddy. But anyway, got up Saturday morning and had my brofkas and everything. And, y'all, I decided I was going to go to the Sam's Club. Oh, wait a minute. Let me back up. Friday afternoon, y'all, my yard man, you know, in Walnut Hills, they have gardeners. They have gardeners with a mowing blow. Beep! Hey, that sounds vulgar. But I have a lawn service. I have lawn service. Y'all, my guy had come by, and the yard here at Fat Acres looks so nice. Y'all, he picked up four of those big trash bags full of leaves that had fallen off the tree in front of the villa. Y'all, but it looks so nice. And But anyway, Satney got up and I went over to the Sam's Club. I thought I'd check on some things. Y'all almost bought me a new garden hose. Y'all, the one I had, it was one of those that was scrunchy, and it would, you turn off the water and it would scrunch up like a snake, as mad as a snake, you know. It was a little expensive, and I thought, well, you know me, I'll go by the Lowell's and see if they've got it cheaper there. Went over to the Walmart, also, and picked up a few provisions from there. Y'all, then I came on back here to the villa, and y'all, I really was a sloth on Saturday. I took a little nip a nap. Well, y'all, I did go for a walk around Fat Acres of right. Day when I got home, and then again on Saturday and on Sunday, so I've at least gotten some nipper-size, then Saturday night I was on that Stick It with a Poke with Gavin and Jim, and let's see if I can remember who else was on there. It was Gavin and Jim and Blind Guy Jay, and Jay the Haunt Cub was there for a while, and Larkin and old Stink Pot was there. And there was, y'all, big crowd in the chat room too. So, but it was a lot of fun, y'all. Then I had talked to Granny, and y'all, there was no plan to go to the Dudley Do-Rights. They were all going to go to the Lesbyterian establishment, which is not far from Fat Acres. But y'all, I just wasn't feeling it. So, y'all, I just, you know, after I had moved my clocks forward an hour, because, you know, we lost an hour of sleep. Did you remember to spring forward? Yes, Big Betty. So y'all, I went to bed early and got up Sunday morning and had my coffee, and y'all, I had a sausage biscuit with a yellow mustard on it. Delicious. And, y'all, then I got my, I washed my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Washed my clothes. I decided I was going to go to the Lowell's. So I went to the Lowell's, the scrunchy, hoses that they had there, y'all, they were 35 to 39 to, no, they were 35 was the cheap one. I think the more expensive one was like $54. I said, No, I will not be doing that. But y'all, they had these lovely lush Boston ferns in hanging baskets. And y'all, so, you know, I've been trying to keep my old ferns alive. And y'all, I think they just kind of run their course. But I split them up so they wouldn't be root bound or anything. And I'm still going to work on those. But y'all, I had a gift kit that I got from the Lowell's for Crema. And y'all, so I got me, they were $13 a piece, I think $12.96 a piece. Y'all, I got me four of those. And y'all, they look so nice hanging at the villa. But I'm not giving up on the other ones yet. Did that, and y'all, then Sunday afternoon, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, this was my newest most regular gentleman caller. He's about oh, I don't know, about 7 years younger than Big Fatty, but just a nice guy and muscly and really enjoys the special chair. Yes, Big Fatty, does he ever? He came by Sunday afternoon and after the wet cleanup. I am now sitting down and recording the little show. Y'all talk to the Hatterina. You know, I'm heading over to Hatlanta. This is a Hatterina-centric visit, so I won't have time to do any visiting with the folks over there in Hatlanta. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all heading over there. I'm heading to the hotel Thursday evening, and then I'll get up for right morning and head on in to the Hat Cave. My mother sounded like she was in good spirits when I spoke with her, and that pretty much was all of that. And y'all, I think that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that music can only mean one thing. Yes, Big Fatty, Mean Keen is touching himself inappropriately. Well, that's probably true. Y'all, it is, it's March Madness. It's time for the sports ball tournament. And y'all, I know that many of you at your places of work, that I'm sure there will be some bracketology and lots of sports ball talk around the water cooler. Big Fatty, what's a water cooler? If for nothing else, just do it for fun. Just fill out the sports ball basketball tournament bracket. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's coming. Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not so. That, anything but
oh
that.
My God, oh my God.
Don't mess the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all. Thanks to old Stinkpot for that preview. Y'all, that's right. Next week is Shot Week here on the BFO. And y'all, I will have the first two little shows pre-recorded before I head over to Hatlanta. But y'all, it will be lots of short stories. And y'all, just be careful because, you know, sometimes you can... Oh, dear Gussie, sometimes you can get to giggling so much with a shart story that you might shart yourself. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that's something to look forward to. Big Fatty, we always love Shart Week. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, Monday. Y'all, can you believe we're about halfway through this month? Big Fatty, who would have guessed? Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the folks from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal Show, and Francie, who is the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show, what have you got to say about upcoming Shart Week?
Fatty threw out a suggestion, and I'm going to flesh it out.
Oh, Big Fatty, we don't need to flesh out any kind of sharting, no!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.